On AM.
FM.
Digital.
And at bbc.co.uk/Radio Wales.
This is BBC Radio Wales.
It's 8 o'clock on the 17th of April. This is Sunday Supplement, our weekly look at the people and politics of Wales and beyond. Let's have a look at the papers now with the help of the Labour MP for Cardiff West, Kevin Brennan, and the chair of the Cardiff Civic Society, Arts Doyen, and the man described as Cardiff's acid tweeter. Not by himself, I hope. Peter Cox. Peter, do you want to kick us off?
Well, let's go where three men should really be terrified to tread and talk about the dress. You know, we got this wedding thing coming up, and I was staggered to see that the Mail on Sunday not only teases us on the front page, but spends two whole pages inside telling us about the dress. Well, not that dress. But mother's dress, mother-in-law, well, you know, the
future mother-in-law.
The future and mother-in-law of the king's dress. I'm just gobsmacked. She obviously wasn't gawked because she went apparently to one designer, decided that the designer was getting a bit up on herself and cancelled the order for the dress once it had been delivered. A friend of the family, as these things usually are, was quoted as saying it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. Apparently not too often, though, because the palace has an absolute veto over what you wear. They obviously don't want two people turning up in Marks and Spencer's twin sets on the day.
Not if one of them's the Queen.
Not if one of them's the Queen.
Well, I never knew gawked was a verb, incidentally.
Of course, when Mrs. Thatcher became Prime Minister, she apparently wrote to the Queen and said, you know, there could be a problem if we both turn up with the same dress on, and one of the Queen's flunkies wrote back to Mrs. Thatcher to say the Queen never notices what anyone else is wearing. So but I don't think it would really be a problem.
That's only part of the deluge of royal stuff. I mean, we have the Sunday Express's story about Muslim hate clerics targeting the big day.
Is there something about the impact of that on house prices in there? That would make the ultimate express story.
And somehow Princess Diana doesn't make an appearance in the story. I think it's probably about as flimsy a story as we'll see in the Sunday papers. Of course, as Vaughan, following on from the wedding, there is, of course, talk about the divorce, which is several of the papers, including the Times and the Observer talking about strains within the coalition, and the Nick Clegg David Cameron anniversary of the Rose Garden marriage last year, and apparently on the rocks already, and particularly an interesting article in the Observer by Andrew Rawnsley about what the likely impact would be of a no vote in the alternative vote referendum, which is happening on the same day as the Welsh Assembly elections, as people will be aware. I think quite mischievously is suggesting that if you're a Labour voter, you might want to vote yes, because that would cause more trouble to the coalition and upset the Tories more than the Liberals would be upset if the vote went the other way. So an interesting, he's quite committed to a yes vote, an interesting, clever argument by Andrew Rawnsley there.
Peter.
And we have to, of course, scan the papers to see if there's any mention of anywhere outside of England in UK coverage. And Andrew Rawnsley rightly draws attention to the fact that we could end up with an election day in which the Scots, the Welsh, and the people in Northern Ireland all vote for AV, and the English don't. And where does that leave us in terms of, you know, Great Britain? And we were trying to do the count up, but I think we've got at least five different sorts of voting mechanism. Mm. So one or other of them is going to upset somebody at some point of time and claim that they're being hard done by.
So we can be sure the Conservatives would be very unhappy if Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland, with a higher turnout, swung the AV referendum. But they'll be crocodile tears, because they had their chance to put it on a different date when it went through Parliament, which we in opposition called for, and they went along with Nick Clegg's desire to have it on May the 5th.
Other big story in the paper, of course, papers today, is Libya. Kevin, you see something in the Telegraph on that?
Yes, there's a story in the Telegraph about the allegation that the Gaddafi regime has been using cluster bombs against civilians. And I think this raises a lot of interesting questions